Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of India Pesticides Limited, hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tejas Sonawane from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Margaret, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to welcome all the participants to the Q4 FY22 earnings call of India Pesticides Limited. We would like to thank the management for this opportunity, for giving us this opportunity to host this call. From the management team, we have with us the Chairman of India Pesticides Limited, Mr. Anand Swarup Agarwal, the CEO, Mr. D.K. Jain, and the CFO, Mr. S.P. Gupta. Before we start the call, allow me to read out the disclaimer for the safe harbor statement on behalf of the management. During the call, we can make forward-looking statements considering the environment we are in today, which obviously carries a risk in terms of uncertainty, due to which the actual results could be a little different, and we do not undertake to update the statements periodically. Without any further ado, I would like to hand over the floor to Mr. Anand Swarup Agarwal, the Chairman of India Pesticides Limited, for his opening remarks. Post that, we will have opening remarks from the CEO and CFO, and then we can have the floor open now for the Q&A round. Over to you, sir, and thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Ashish. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy. I take the pleasure of welcoming you all for the FY22 earnings conference call of India Pesticides. I hope you all had the chance to look at the financial statements and earnings presentation uploaded on the exchanges and our website. At the outset, I am pleased to state that our Hamirpur plant groundbreaking ceremony will be held by the auspicious hands of Honorable PM Narendra Modi Ji on 3rd June 2022. This is a matter of great honor for all of us at IPL. Further, during the quarter, our revenue grew by 34.3%, supported by increased demand of new product launches. In spite of the global supply chain disruption, we were able to maintain our gross margin for the quarter at 54.50%. During the quarter, we have recognized non-recurring expenses of approximately 6.5 crores, of which 4.2 crore is towards bad debt and rupees 2.35 crores towards interest costs. Our adjusted EBITDA margin for the quarter is stood at 26.08% and PAT margin at 19.60%. During the quarter, we soft launched one new herbicide technical, which has the revenue potential of rupees 50 crores. Presently, we have two upcoming products in pipeline, out of which last product will be launched by Q3 of FY23. During the quarter, we further increased our Sandila plant capacity by 500 metric ton for our existing fungicide technical and plan to increase it by 1,500 metric ton by the end of next quarter. Our progress of the ongoing expansion project is as per timelines and our expectations. We are R&D driven company and constantly trying to develop and innovate by targeting high niche molecules in the international and domestic market and efficiently producing and marketing them across the globe. FY22 have been a year where company took significant leap towards future by becoming public and is inclined towards meeting all expectations of its shareholders. We are constantly working towards our vision of supporting chemical business and farmers across world by producing superior value chemicals by integrating quality and efficiency. Now, I will hand over the further presentation to Mr. C. K. Jain. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you for taking out time to join this earnings call of FY22. Our strong financial year 22 validates the resilience of our product offerings and business model and the continued commitment of our team towards growth. For the year 21-22, our revenue was up by 11.3% and our EBITDA was up 19.8% on year-on-year basis. As you have the multiple challenges, as you know, due to multiple challenges across the world, the economies and the raw material supply chain have been affected. But as we are sourcing most of our raw material locally and are backward integrated in most of our products, which has supported our business during such challenging times. Our focused execution of our strategy, supported by improving microeconomic indicator and market sentiment, positioned us as well as becoming a strategic partner to our customers looking to have sustainable, dependable partner. This is helping us to gain market share and command better pricing. During this quarter, we have launched one new herbicide molecule as told by Mr. Agarwal and also increased our capacity of our existing fungicide technical. With this, our total production capacity, total product launch for the FY22 is 5 molecules. During the year, we have increased our capacity by 2,000 metric ton and are targeting further increase of 6,000 metric ton during this year. Further to this, we have already applied for environmental clearance for our Hamirpur facility and we are happy to say that the TOR is already received for our facility at Hamirpur. We remain committed to deliver continuous sustainable long-term growth with R&D at the core, leading to continuous innovations in products as well as in processes. With this, I would like to pass on to Mr. S.P. Gupta to walk us through our FY22 financial highlights. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining India Pesticide Limited conference call to discuss financial year 22 results. India Pesticide margin and profitability continues to remain strong with our efficient asset utilization and efficient raw material procurement. Taking you through the financial highlight, total revenue stood at 729 crore as against 655 crore achieved in last year. That is a YOY growth of 11.3%. EBITDA for the financial year 22 stands at 227 crore as compared to 189.5 crore in financial year 21 with a growth of 19.8% YOY and 47 crore in Q4 of financial year 22. EBITDA margin was at 31.1% in financial year 22 as compared to 28.9% in financial year 21. The PAT stands at 158 crore in financial year 22 as compared to 134.5 crore in financial year 21, a growth of 17.5% YOY and about 31 crore in Q4 of financial year 22. PAT margin was at 21.7% in financial year 22 as compared to 20.5% in financial year 21. The revenue from export stood at 330 crore as compared to 360 crore in financial year 21 and domestic revenue stood at 379 crore as compared to 275 crore achieved in last year. Revenue from technical and formulation stood at 540 crore and 170 crore respectively during financial year 22. Our distinct product offering and ability to develop client-specific molecule quickly and efficiently benefits us in targeting and servicing diverse and niche range of demand internationally as well as domestically. During financial year 22, we invested 70 crore in capex for expansion of Sandila plant and soft launch 2000 metric ton capacity during financial year 22, increasing overall technical capacity to 21,500 metric ton. Further, we expect to invest rupees 70 crore in CapEx during current year financial year 23. We remain confident of continuing our growth trajectory while extending full support to our customers, supplier and other valued shareholders. With this, now I hand over to conference convener for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vinayak Mohta from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. I immediately had questions, you know, across two dimensions. One is the revenue growth from here on, given that you'll be, you know, expanding, you've already invested 70 crores last year and you'll be investing 70 crores this year. And you've generally guided for an asset turn of 2 to 2.5 for the newer facilities that come on stream. So is it fair to assume that, you know, you are looking at anywhere between 1150 to 1250 crores of revenue by FY24? And how? Just wanted to understand what are the risks to the if the guidance is correct, then what are the risks to the same? This would be my first question.
So, your assumption is reasonably right, sir. That's what we also feel it should be in that range. And the asset turnover of 2 to 2.5 what we have assumed for the new products, that is also in the right size. And risk, of course, there could be some, we don't envisage any such risk, but only some delay or some regulatory problems or any other thing. Those could be the some risk involved. But otherwise, we feel that we should be able to achieve on these lines.
Okay, and secondly would be, you know, what are the kind of EBITDA margins we are looking to maintain going forward? And, you know, like this time around you came in at 24%. So how, you know, what is the trajectory that you think will be sustainable? And thirdly on, you know, the capacity, the newer land that you have bought, what kind of timeline or what kind of plans do you have with regards to CAPEX? And, you know, what kind of products or technology are you planning on bringing it on? It's too early to say, but you know, you would have some plans. So just some idea regarding that as well. Thank you.
Sir, we think that the margins could be around the same level what we have been telling, around 26 to 29%. We feel we should be able to maintain these margins. And for the new product, what we want to add in the our new site, we would be working on few intermediates and few technicals in fungicides as well as herbicides and insecticides and few specialty products. So like that, we have already planned a list of molecules and on which we are working. And CAPEX, as already told by Mr. Gupta, we would be spending 70 crores this financial year at our existing Sandila site. And the major expansion will come from next year onwards at our new site at Hamirpur.
No, just a number on the Hamirpur CAPEX, any idea on that?
We have planned, sir, 500 crores in total of the CAPEX at Hamirpur over a period of around 4 years. Because we put the building in blocks. So all the CAPEX will not be done at a time. We would be doing a CAPEX of 100 to 125 crores per year starting from next year onwards.
Okay, great. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jay Shah from Capital PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. Sir, I had a basic question about when we say that in the most products we are backward integrated. So just for example, say if we consider a Pretila core or a Kaptan, so does it mean that we directly start from aniline or maybe malic anhydride in terms of Kaptan and then entire chemistry is taken care by us, or we by intermediates and then just do the processing of the chemical groups?
Sir, we start with chlorine and carbon disulfide to start for the our Kaptan plant. These are the very basic chemical. And number two, for Pretila chlore, we start from aniline. We start from aniline.
Okay, so basically we are integrated.
We are backward integrated that way. And we are happy to say that our plant for this aniline, using aniline, the intermediate what is required for the particular chlore, we have just commissioned now. Successfully we have commissioned only last week. So that is a very good part, and that will really save a lot of foreign exchange to our country and dependence on China.
Great. Sir, another question was, can you give a breakup of what the market here, say Europe, even export or domestic, is more or less looking like? Is there more demand for herbicides or insecticides, fungicides? Can you give us a split like that?
Sir, normally world over, the herbicides are the largest molecules which are being used. And we are now growing even herbicides as well as our fungicide. Our fungicides have been well recognized around the world. So we are exporting a lot of fungicides presently. And for the last 2-3 years when we started herbicide, those sales have also been increasing every year. And we have launched more molecules in herbicides also. And demand is also increasing for these products.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, I have 3 questions. The first question is, we were to launch around 8 new products, and out of which looks like we have already launched 6 products. So the remaining 2, would it be any fungicide or technical type of product, or is it an intermediate product?
Sir, we had promised 8 molecules when we went for public, out of which 5 we have already launched till financial year ending March 22. And then this quarter we have just launched one, just commissioned, as I mentioned earlier. We have just commissioned a plant for the intermediate for Pretila chlore, and 2 more products. One will be intermediate and one will be an herbicide, which will be launched in the coming days. One herbicide will be launched next quarter, and the another intermediate for one of the very important insecticides, that will be launched by another 4 months from now.
Okay. Sir, the one fungicide that we launched in February, you said the market potential is around 350 crores, correct?
One fungicide?
That we launched during Q4.
No, we have, what we have said is that we have launched a fungicide capacity of 500 tons, and we have soft launched one herbicide which has a potential of 50 crore. The fungicide which we have capacity, we have expanded, it our existing fungicides only.
Okay. So now whatever the new herbicide that you want to launch in the next 4 months, so what is the potential for that product?
For that product also, sir, it will be almost about 60 crores. About 60 crores.
Okay, and there also you would be going for the complete backward integration.
Complete backward integration. We will be starting with very basic chemicals like, again, carbon disulfide and hydrogen hydride and chlorine and so on.
Okay. So now my second question is about the Hamirpur project. If you could give us the timeline, since you have already received the terms of reference, so when are you expected to receive the pollution board approval? When will you start the work? When will you start the first commercial production? Any data on that, sir?
Sir, for that, the first step is that we have to get the environmental clearance. And for that, we have already applied for the clearance. And once we apply, then there is a first stage of getting TOR. This is called TOR. That TOR we have already received, and now our consultant is taking up forward steps for having the environmental impact assessment report prepared. Once this report is prepared and submitted to the authorities, they take about 2-3 months to have convened the meeting and then accord approval if everything is okay. So we expect the EC clearance by about September, October. October, that's what we feel so, October to December period. And from then we can start the construction at the site. So we expect the first product to come out maybe in the quarter 3 of financial year 23-24. And thereon, then it will be continuous.
Okay. And here the products that you are planning is not the same as what we have currently, right?
No, sir. We would be adding a few more products there and some intermediates to start with.
But not the existing products at all.
Not the existing product, no, why duplicates are unnecessary. Yeah, if at all there is a very great demand which we are not able to fulfill here, then certainly we can go ahead there.
Okay. Okay, fair enough, sir. Sir, my third and the last question is about the capex or the capacity expansion. Please correct me wherever if I'm not giving you the right information. See, at the Sandilor and Deva Road plant, we were to go from 19,500 or so capacity to 28,000. Is that is correct?
Yes, sir.
In 2 years, that is 22 and 23. Now we have done 2,000 metric ton in last year. And another 1,500 you are planning to complete by H1 of this financial year. So that means, is there a remaining capacity around 6,000 metric ton is yet to be added?
6,000 metric ton is yet to be added, out of which, as I told you, this is a status on 31st March 22. So afterwards, this quarter, now we have already commissioned one plant of that intermediate, which we will be producing almost 1500 tons. So like that we will be adding another intermediate and we will be expanding the capacity of our existing plant. So like that we would be expanding approximately 6000 tons during this year.
So this 6000 would be in addition to the 1500 that you have added for the recent intermediary product, correct?
No. This will be including this. It will be including this. We up till now we have already added about 2,500 tons. So now our present capacity is about 21,500, and we would be adding another approximately 6,000 tons this year.
So that means it will become around 27,500.
Yeah, 27,500 to 28, depending upon the exact capacity, that will depend upon the equipment sizing, etc. That could be minor deviation, but approximately I am telling you.
Agreed, sir. Sir, this 500 metric ton new capacity that you have added recently, plus this 6,000 that you are going to add, yeah, all these put together, the capex is only 70 crores?
Yes, because some of it is already done, no sir. The last year what 70 crores we have done, part of it goes into even in these projects because the civil and the construction work is already going on even for this remaining capacity. So that has already been taken care of.
Fine. So that means, is it correct to assume that this 140 crore is sufficient for us to reach 28,000 capacity, correct, no?
Yes, exactly. You are very right.
No,
you have a lot of very meticulously you have calculated, sir.
Thank you, sir. Sir, my this in forward to this is out of this 140 crore, the asset turnover expected is 3 to 3.5 is what you have given. So that means
no,
it should give us...
We have given the estimate of about 2 to 2.5 for the new products. The, our earlier existing product asset turnover was around 3.5, but for the new construction, we have estimated, given the guidance of about 2 to 2.5 times of asset turnover.
Okay, so that means it is around, 280 to 300 crores of turnover.
Yes.
So my question is, you are expected to complete this by the end of the current financial year.
Yes.
So how much time would it take to, ramp up the full capacity, sir?
Sir, it will take at least one season. Now, by the time we stabilize the yield, we stabilize the production, normally it takes about 4 to 6 months to get the proper output from the plant.
So that means by next, H1 of FY24, we should be in a position to run all these capacity at a full,
Yes, capacity.
Is that understanding is correct?
Yes.
Sir, one last data point. So when you run at the full capacity of this 28,000 metric ton per annum, how much revenues we can expect, any data, any figure you have worked out, sir?
Sir, first of all this 28,000, it will be the installed capacity, but the actual utilization normally would be around 70-72%, no sir? It will not be 100% utilization. And number two, the guidance for the finances revenue, it will be a forward-looking statement. But as in our earlier questions, people have asked, if you can assume that asset turnover of about 2 to 2.5, it will be in that range.
Acha. Sir, my lastly, to the previous participant, you said that he had asked you about, FY24 sales of around 1,150 crore.
Yes.
All this expansion. You said it is fairly achievable figure.
Yes, sir.
So that gives us around 27% CAGR for the current year and the next year. So you are confident of achieving around 25% top line growth for next 2 years?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Your audio is quite low. I would request you to come closer to the phone.
Hello.
And speak louder.
Is it better? Is it
yes.
better?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. First, on this quarter performance. So, if I see, I think last year in the 4Q FY21, there was a COVID impact, right? Otherwise, you would have clocked a revenue at least of 180-190 crores. So, what happened this quarter? I mean, this quarter you have clocked, I think, 177. So have you faced any price decline in any of the products?
No. Quarter 4 is our biggest quarter. It was last year also, and it is the current same situation is current year because of seasonality of export market.
So you have not faced any price decline in any of the products, is it what you're saying?
No. Price decline, no. We have not.
Okay. Fair enough. So it's more to do with the seasonality. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. The second question is on the capex, sir, because I think it was mentioned that you would be receiving the EC by, let's say, October to December. So you would have to do some of the capex in, let's say, 4Q of FY23, right? So maybe that would be what, 20-30 crores?
Yes. We will be spending around 20 to 30 crore for our new site, 100% subsidy also. Besides 70 crore for this Sandila unit, we will also be investing 20 to 30 crore for our new site.
Okay, so that basically takes your total CapEx for the year 2023 to about 100 odd crores. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. 90-100 crore we are planning.
Okay.
To plugging both the units.
Yeah, whatever will be required, sir, at Hamirpur, because we are not very clear yet, because whatever will be required, we have given the provision for this, and but 70 crore, yes, there is no doubt about it. And whatever will be required at the Hamirpur site, that we would be doing.
Understood. And, sir, I think one point, if you could highlight the utilization of Sandila Technicals for 2022 and the Sandila formulations for 2022.
Our capacity utilization this during this year was around 62%-63%. It was slightly lower as compared to financial year 2021 because of decline in only one of the product, for which we have received good orders during this year.
No, so correct me if I'm wrong. So you're saying that your utilization for Sandila was 62%?
Yes.
For the overall?
No, only the other plant is only of 2,000 ton capacity. So the major, 80% capacity is from Sandila. So, these both units are in the similar range.
Okay. So, okay, so got... So even your Deva Road was at 62%, is it what you're saying?
Deva Road will be slightly higher, maybe 75%, but the absolute number will be very, very small, incremental.
Okay. So, I think if I count that, then probably the actual production would have been lower in FY 2022 compared to 2021. So is it fair to say whatever growth that you have shown is because of the price increases?
You are correct. There is minor decline in volume term as compared to financial year 2021, because of only one product, for which we have received good order during current year.
Understood. But so this, that's basically the price-led growth that you have seen in the 22?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And going forward, do you expect the prices to go up or further, or you know, how do you see the prices going forward?
Depending upon the prices of raw material. Now prices are stabilizing.
Okay.
If something happens in supply chain or from, say, crude is going higher or inflationary pressure is there, then we may see. Otherwise, prices are now stabilizing for all the raw materials.
Okay. And just one last point, sir. I mean, I think you might have answered it previously, but could you just, you know, give the upcoming products pipeline and the revenue potential of the same? I think you did mention, but just in a summarized form, if you could give.
Sir, as told earlier also, we had eight molecules, out of which five molecules we already commercialized, and one intermediate we have just commissioned last week only. And two more molecules, one intermediate and one herbicide, we would be launching in the coming quarters.
So one intermediate that you launched last week, what is the revenue potential of that?
The revenue potential of that is, I think it should be almost about 100 crore.
The two more products, one is herbicide and one is intermediate. So what is the-
Yeah.
So what is the potential of that?
Yeah, other herbicide from should be around 60 crore. And the other intermediate would be again around 60-70 crore. But part of it we would be using for our captive consumption. So the net revenue growth would be slightly less.
Okay.
Because we would also be using on our own consumption, so, and part we would be selling in the market.
So net would be, I think, is it fair to say around 160-170 crores of the total?
Yes, sir, easily.
Okay. Okay, Fair enough, sir. Thanks for, you know, answering my questions. That's it for me. And best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Yoganj Jeswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, a couple of questions have been answered, so I'll just...
Sorry to interrupt you, Yoganj. Your audio is not very clear. It's fluctuating, sir. Please come on the handset mode.
Is it better now?
Please come on the handset mode if you are on any other mode.
Is it better now?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So I'm saying most of the questions have been answered, but just few more from my end. So, sir, looking at your year-end balance sheet, if we go into the inventory numbers, the inventory both on absolute number and on the basis of days is comparatively higher. It's, we close around 140 crores of inventory. So could you shed some more light why this sudden jump in closing inventory?
Actually, the company has taken a call to keep higher inventory of imported raw material so that production remain uninterrupted. As you are aware, there are challenges in terms of logistics for imported material and shipment are getting delayed due to delay in availability of container and some traffic jams in China. As far as our finished goods inventory is concerned, there has been delay in getting containers for that also. So this has resulted in high level of inventory for finished as well as for raw material.
Understood. So, sir, roughly what would be the breakup of this 140 crore between the finished versus the raw material?
It will be around, I think, 40% will be raw material and 45% will be finished and balance will be this store there.
Okay. So, as the 40-45% of finished good you are saying was supposed to go out in Q4, but because of container issue, the sales have got pushed to Q1, right?
No, in a full inventory, actually we have to keep some inventory for our B2C business in branches. So, normal say, suppose inventory is for 50 days, so say 20 days inventory we have accumulated, 30 days inventory we have to keep in our plant and branches also. So some portion of it was remained with the unit due to delay in getting containers.
Understood, sir. Understood. Sir, nextly, like you mentioned, this year there wasn't a volume growth. In fact, there was a volume dip. So the prices has helped us with this 10% overall top line growth. So was there any abnormal price increase in any of our key products? And are we seeing those prices correct now? Or how is the pricing scenario for these products playing out? I think somewhere we heard or read that, you know, the Kaptan, there were some disturbances from the China market and hence there were some increased prices in the market. So is that a bigger factor playing into our growth this year, and do you see any impact of it coming down in coming quarters?
No, no, sir. Actually, there was a slight increase in the raw material cost of the Kaptan, so we increased the price accordingly. And the total price increase, what has the total revenue increase has come not only from Kaptan, but also from the other new molecules what we have added. The soft launch we have done, so we could get revenue from that also.
Okay, but in terms of realizations, sir, for our top 2-3 products, what would be the increased realization year on year?
It will be in the range of 5-6%.
5-6%.
Yeah.
Okay, and how is the market now, sir? Are we seeing the prices reduce or are they still maintaining?
No. Price are very stable. There is good demand and order book for the product what you have mentioned.
Understood. And sir, on the capex side, I just need some more clarity there. So we have split the capex in two parts, 70 crore each, right? 70 crore we spent this year to build up 2000 ton capacity, and 70 crore for next year is earmarked for 6000 ton capacity, right?
Yeah.
So sir, why is there such a big gap in terms of tonnage when we are spending 70 crore?
Actually, the last year, out of this 70, say 30 to 35 crore of capex was only capitalized, and 35 crore was under capital work in progress. That will be capitalized in this quarter only. Plant was under erection only.
Okay. So you mean to say this total 8,000 ton per annum capacity is being set up for 140 crore? This 2,000 was roughly around 35 crore spend, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, in totality, you mentioned about the breakup of 8 molecules wherein one intermediate has a potential of 100 crore and then a herbicide with 60 crore and another intermediate with 60-70 crore with some captive part to it, so we'll reduce that. But overall, with the kind of spend that we have put in, say 140 crore, what is the kind of revenue potential in totality that we expect from this?
Pardon, I could not...
Yeah, it will be only an asset turnover you can take. Sir, as told earlier, if you assume an asset turnover to between 2 to 2.5, the revenue potential will be about 280 to 350 crores. And part of it would be consumed for local captive consumption, so we can reduce accordingly a little amount from that.
And that would be, sir, around 20% or more?
It will be slightly more.
Okay. Roughly how much, sir?
Must be at least 40% we would be doing a captive consumption of these intermediates what we would be manufacturing. And rest we will be selling in the market.
Got it, sir. Got it. That's really helpful, sir. Thank you once again, and I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand S. from AS Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yes, sir. Well, firstly, in the initial part, sir explained about the one-time expenses. Can you just repeat that? Like, what was the one-time expenses for this in the other expenses this quarter?
Actually, the one-time expenses includes bad debts of rupees 4 crore. Earlier, we were not following the receivable policy since we were unlisted. Now, we have adopted the receivable policy. So even earlier, what was happening, if we have filed legal cases in formulation business, we were not writing it off. But now as per policy, even if we have filed the cases, if the receivable has exceeding a particular period, we have to write it off. So we have adopted receivable policy this year and taken a one-time hit of 4 crore.
Okay.
And the second one is the interest of more than 2 crore on taxes paid up earlier year. This relates to direct as well as indirect taxes. Indirect tax, we have paid less amount of tax for last year and we have paid the interest, and in indirect cases we have paid interest on IGST on imported material in order to comply with recent notification of GST.
Okay. And now going ahead, in the earlier calls you were talking about 30 to 32% kind of EBITDA in FY23, FY24. Like, what is the, now with the increased raw material and all that, what is the EBITDA that we are targeting, EBITDA margin in FY23 and 24?
We have, our CEO has already explained, we are not targeting EBITDA of 26 to 29%.
Okay. Sir, is that a decline that we are seeing? Is it due to new products launches or like what is the reason for the reduction in the...
Sir, new product launches normally because it takes some time to stabilize, that is why there could be slight dip in the EBITDA.
Okay. And next question is about this export. So we have seen an export drop this year, like from 3...
Yeah.
What is the reason for...
Actually, one of our largest customers, which was earlier buying for this European facility, now it has started a facility in India. So now the export is being counted in the revenue of our this multinational customer.
They are buying in India now rather than buying in FAW.
So that quantity is going as a, for us it is going as a domestic sale, and for but eventually it gets, they get it gets exported.
Okay. And next question is on this, in the investor presentation mentioned two new products, one is Pertilaclor, one is the Difenthrin. So you mentioned Pertilaclor intermediate sales have started, sir, and Difenthrin also has the sales started now?
Difenthrin product also we have started, sir. Difenthrin already we are making, no?
Okay. And in this also we are doing expansion, sir, in Difenthrin also?
Difenthrin expansion presently we are not doing. We are going with the same capacity what we had installed. If there is a need, then we will certainly go. We can expand it. There is no problem on that count.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jimesh Sanghvi from Coach Advisory. Please go ahead.
So how fast do we see the ramp up of the new capacity? Will it happen immediately or it will take around 2 to 3 years time frame to ramp up to the full utilization rate?
Sir, we have now a capacity expansion at our Sandila unit, which we feel we should be able to complete this year. And at our new site at Hamirpur, our under our wholly owned subsidiary, that will start only from next year. And so, there, of course, we will be spending about 100 to 125 crores every year for coming 3 to 4 years, 4 years at least.
So at the Hamirpur plant also, will the ramp up in terms of revenue happen gradually or only post the entire commissioning of the plant, the ramp up in terms of revenue will happen?
No, sir, there also we will be building in blocks. So every year we would be building few more blocks like that, so the revenue would be incrementally increasing every year.
Okay. And the new ramp up that will be happening at the Sandila unit,
yeah,
how will the margin profile be of those products vis-a-vis the current margin profile? Will it be lower? Will it be higher? If you can share your thoughts on that.
It will be more or less similar, sir. It will be slightly up and down, but more or less similar range.
Okay. And so you guided that probably our margins would be relatively lower compared to our earlier guidance between 29 to 33. So any specific raw material which we could track, which any correction in these prices which would help us kind of see better margins of maybe an upward revision in your guidance, maybe at a later date, what will be that product or anything if you can share out there?
That will be very difficult for us to say, sir, but only thing is that the raw material prices, they are fluctuating a lot, so there could be minor bumps in the margin levels because immediately it needs to be corrected and passed on to the customer. We have quarterly arrangement with our customers, so there will be slight lag. Yeah, positive or negative, there will be slight lag always in passing on the overall cost differential. So
you can share what is the price increase that we have taken till date and what kind of a raw material increase have we seen in the last 6 to 9 months?
In last 6 to 9 months, sir, there have been raw material increase, for example, in our basic raw material, or carbon disulfide, there has been a steep increase, but the raw material.
Overall increase will be, raw material increase will be around 10 to 12%, and in finished goods, since our raw material cost is around 50%, it will be to the tune of 6 to 7%.
So in that case, the margin should not correct, right? If you have passed on the entire increase in raw material, then in that case our margin should not correct, but we are seeing a correction in terms of margin. So
this year our incremental turnover will be coming from new products, and they will take generally 1 to 2 quarters to stabilize the yield, so there will be a little
Blended will be little less because of stabilization of our new products.
Okay. Got it, sir. Fine. That was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Giriraj Daga from KM Vaisaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Hello, team. My just clarification, two clarification. First, on the margins, again, you mentioned 26, 29 and we'd be stabilizing new products. So what should be the margin, let's say, in FY24? Will we again go back to the 30-31% kind of a range in FY24? Or let's say 25 when we'll be fully ready with our units and other things?
Yes, for financial year 24, the margins will improve slightly. It will be maybe 200 basis points higher than this 26 to 29%.
The raw materials should remain constant because of the bumps. Sir, the problem is that nowadays raw materials are changing up and down, so that uncertainty would always be there.
Okay. Just a related question to the raw material side. Look, so when we are guiding, let's say 1,100 crore of revenue, we are talking only of about the volume growth coming from 720 crore going to 1,100 crore coming only from the volume growth. We are not assuming any price growth in this. Right?
No. Volume growth.
Okay. One clarification.
This number is for FY24.
Yes, FY24. Yeah. One clarification, if you come to slide number 3, so where we have mentioned on the new product during the quarter, we launched, soft launch one new herbicide tactical which has a revenue potential of 50 crore. But when we mentioned in the call, I heard the number on the product which got soft launched last week was 100 crore. Are these two different products or the same product?
No, these are two different products, sir. The one which has been mentioned in the presentation is the herbicide what we launched in February and March, but the one what we talked about, the intermediate, that is just now, last week, this week only we have commissioned. Last week we just started commissioning. This week now we have got first product from that plant.
Understood.
Yeah, these are different. This is an intermediate.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Yeah,
all the best. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would request you to please limit your question to two at a time. The next question is from the line of Karthikeyan VK from Suyash Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. One question. These two intermediates that you would be making in-house versus buying it outside, what would be the cost savings for you? And B, how are you able to achieve competitiveness over there if you are going to sell part of it outside?
Sir, these two intermediates what we have planned to produce, first of all, they are not available in India at all. We need to import them from China, and they are not available. Nobody is selling here in India at all, and I don't think anybody is making these chemicals in India. Maybe one company, but we are not very sure about it. So that way we would not be depending too much on China. Our dependency on China will get slightly reduced, and we would be using part of it for our captive consumption, and then part we would be offering to our customers in India.
And what would be the cost saving, sir, versus buying it, importing it?
There would be reasonable cost saving, sir. Absolutely, it will be good enough for us to give some advantage.
Great. Can I assume say 30% kind of a saving over there, or say even 40?
That will be too much of a forward-looking statement, sir.
Sir. I'm just trying to understand. So.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you for answering the question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Haresh Hindocha from SVS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Haresh here.
Yes, sir.
Can you just tell me the figure for last 3 years? I mean, bad debt figure for last 3 years.
Bad debt figures for the past
Is this a this 4 crore is bigger than the last previous 3 years or it's an average?
No, it is bigger. Actually, earlier, 2 years back, we have taken written off maybe and provision will be 2 crore. Last year, it will be around 2 crore. But during current year, including provision, we have taken a figure of 7 crore. So 3 crore is provision, 4 crore bad debts we have written off due to policy.
So basically, every year, it is around, average is around 2 crores bad debts.
No, 1 crore to 1.5 crore.
Okay. And this last year, that is 31/3/22, you have seen a quantity degrowth. So, yes. For the same product, what is the outlook for the coming year?
Actually, the quantity declined because of decline of only one product, herbicide, due to some excess inventory in Australia. We have received very good orders for this year for this product. So I think quantity will should increase around 15% to 20% for existing products also.
Quantity wise. Okay. Thank you. And all the best. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Chetra from Enam Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Overall good set of numbers for fiscal FY22. Just a couple of questions. The new products which you launched in FY22, they must have contributed how much to the overall top line in FY22?
It will be around 8% to 9% of our entire turnover.
And total 4 products were launched, right? 3 till first 9 months and 1 in this quarter, right?
Yes.
Bye. Okay. And in terms of CAPEX, I understand that 70 crores is pending to reach Sandila capacity to 28,000 and Hamirpur you will start at 125 crores per annum run rate. So next year CAPEX, we should assume around 180, 190 crores total for FY23?
No, for FY23, Sandila plant will be 70 crore and for our new site, abhi environment clearance we have not received. So we are projecting a capex of 20 crore only since environment clearance is expected in the third quarter of this year only.
Okay, so Hamirpur plant you are expecting 20 crore only?
20 crore. For next year 23-24 we will be investing 100-125 crore. In Hamirpur. Since our Sandila.
So this year total capex you are saying 100 crores only.
90 to 100 crore including for our this year, including for our new unit.
Right. And sir, the one number you indicated you are looking at FY24 sales of 1100 to 1200 crores, right?
Yes.
So in that Hamirpur assumption is there or that is excluding Hamirpur?
Excluding
Hamirpur. Hamirpur you don't expect or if at all anything has to come, it has to come in second half of 24 only, na sir?
Yeah, maybe third or fourth quarter of financial year 24.
Right, and FY23 what kind of top line you are looking at?
This year top line growth must be slightly higher since our capex what we have done in Sandila will yield result.
Next year the jaya maro fir bhi
25% compounded you can say for next 2 years at least.
25% growth in FY23 also and 25% year after that also.
Right.
And OPM range you said is 26% to 29%.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We would request participants to limit your question to 2 at a time. The next question is from the line of Ashish Ukanlawar from InvestQ Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just one question. I mean, you mentioned, I guess, there was no volume growth this year because of decline in one of the products that you had. So, Is it the only reason, or is there any other reason also, like capacity constraints and stuff that was there this year?
The volume decline is only for one of our major herbicide only, and for all our products we have a growth this year.
Okay, okay, okay. So, you know, overall basis, you didn't have any volume growth. It's entirely price driven this year, or mix driven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was price driven.
Okay. And the 25% growth that you are mentioning for the next year, it's mostly to do with volumes, and because the prices still, the higher prices would still prevail in the next year. Yes, I mean, the guidance is mostly to volume growth, is it, next year?
Yeah, yeah, mostly volume growth.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so for my first question is on the new products that, you know, you had launched in FY22, I think 4-5 products that you had launched. What is the market opportunity for those 4-5 products?
Which one, sir? Could you please repeat if you don't mind?
So the new products that we launched in FY22, the 4-5 products that we have launched, what is the market opportunity for those new products?
Market opportunity for those products, individual product wise, we have to again check. There would be almost 150 to 200 crores.
Collectively?
Yeah.
So, sir, what I'm trying to understand is that, you know, these new products that we will launch in FY23 and the products that we have launched in FY22, collectively they have a market opportunity of 350, let's say 400 crores at tops. So how do we plan to grow from this base, you know? So are there new products in the pipeline, or what are we trying to do about that?
Sir, with this, no, we will be saturated at our Sandila unit. So the further capex and the further product would be coming up at our next site, no, at Hamirpur. So from there,
that will be all for new products.
There will be new different products, and not these, they will not be repetition, but there will be new products there.
Oh, okay, understood. And from these new products, you did 8 to 9% top line in FY22.
Yeah.
All right. Also, I think we achieved 62% utilization at Sandila in FY22, right? And the maximum we can go is 70-72.
Yes.
Is that understanding right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. M.K. Jain, CEO, for closing comments.
So thank you very much for taking out this time. And we got very good feedback from all of you. And if you have any more questions, please feel free to come to us. No, absolutely no problem. We will be delighted to clarify all your doubts. Thank you very much once again. Have a nice evening. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.